Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
This is Edward Diss.
Okay.
Hello? Okay. And I didn't sign any papers to get this stuff. I'd like to have a credit back for it.
All right. What papers are you referring to?
Indiana 46774.
Let me get this pulled up for you first so I can see what you're referring to. Give me one second. And what's your first and last name?
Edward Diss, just like a kiss. Take the K off and put a D as in David.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then verify your address for security purposes.
2506 Valley Creek Run.
Okay. So I have an account pulled up here for a product called Lavish Grace Skincare, which is an anti-aging moisturizer and an eye serum. And you're saying that you never signed up for this to pay for shipping?
No, ma'am. Pay for nothing.
Okay. Do you have this product?
Yep. I'm glad to send it back.
Okay. Yeah. So just do your return to sender and send it back. Have you called your bank or credit card company, or did you call us first?
You will credit my credit card?
I'm sorry, did you call your bank or credit card company, or did you call us first?
I called you first.
Okay. So if you're stating that this is fraud, you did not authorize these charges, but you do have that product that needs to be shipped back, we will go ahead and just file fraud with our company. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Not a problem, because I signed up to get that one part free. I never knew about it continuing that I get charged for it.
All right, so now you're telling me that you did sign up for this product to pay the shipping. Is that correct?
Nope. I signed up to get it free, period.
That is correct. So you didn't call in to cancel, and that's why you were billed. That is not fraud, so you cannot file fraud if you signed up for this product.
I really didn't sign up. I did it online.
That's signing up. So what you have to do is, you have to read the terms and conditions, and it tells you after you place your order that if you want to get a one-time purchase, you have to cancel. Otherwise, it tells you that they're going to bill you full price for these products. So you have to make sure you read that. But let me get everything canceled, and I'll do see. Yeah, I'm sure most people don't. And I'll see if there's some kind of compensation that I can offer you on those last two charges due to this account not being canceled. Give me one second.
Where's this go back to?
I'm sorry.
Where does it go back to? Same address it came from?
No, if you signed up for it, we don't take it back. We only take it back if it's fraud, but you just said that you signed up, so that's not fraud, so you don't have to send it back. Yeah, just be careful. Like I tell my customers, when you see these ads, of course that ad is just to sell it to you. They're going to tell you things about it and say you can pay for shipping, and that information is correct. It's just that after you agree to that, you need to make sure that you read, the terms so that you'll know that you need to cancel it out. The ad is correct. It's not, people think they're like, oh my God, well, that's what the ad said. Well, you're right. The ad did say you could pay for shipping and get it for free, and it is correct as long as you cancel it.
Appreciate that. My attorney tells me that all the time, too. you have to read every word.
Mm-hmm. You are right.
Fine. Know what you're signing up for, period.
Trust me, I've did it before and I know better. So I was like, what in the world was I thinking?
You got that right.
That's the thing I wasn't thinking.
Yes, very true. No, I didn't read the thing all the way through, period.
Yeah, well, you'll know the next time. Read it.
How bad not?
Trust me. Yeah, I know I did. It took me so long to order after I done it. I was so mad at myself. So it took me years to even get back on there and order anything else. I was so mad. I was like, I know.
Okay. Scamming is bad enough today. And then when you get people to do this, wow, it's like the whole world's out here.
Who are you telling it? And there it is, and people don't care. People just out to get what they can get. I'm telling you, it's a really sad world we're living in today. I hate to say it, but it is.
It really is. Everybody's got their hand out.
I know. Yes, you're right.
We live in a very cool, unappreciative world today. And what really gets me about, I was a traveling salesman for 35 years. I would never think to do this to a customer. Plus, if you read the Bible, it tells you in the Bible, almost every chapter, people are here to help people, not here to rip people off. And we have lost that foundation in this country. It's become the me world.
You got that right. You are definitely right.
Yeah.
All right. So what I did is I got everything canceled for you, so you don't have to worry. They will not be billing you or shipping anything else. The charge that you were billed for this month as a one-time courtesy, I did go ahead and refund the $85.90. And the $94.90, so that will go back onto your MasterCard within 3 to 5 business days. Just give me one time to get that notated on the account for you.
All right.
And you'll be settled.
So you canceled all, both of them?
Yeah, I did. I canceled everything for the future, yes.
Because I show another one here, different phone number, 1-4-1-2-94-90.
Yeah, you don't have to call that. All this is the same phone to me.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You're welcome. One second. Let's get it going here. Every time a little rain hits, they won't, you know, the lines want to start messing up.
Okay.
I told them they need to install their lines properly because every time it rains, you know, or the wind blows, you know, the internet shouldn't be going out, but it does.
I'll tell you, I used to work in a little town at a trucking company, and I traveled when I was in the office. Each time you had bad rainstorm, you do the same thing. I hadn't put a generator in. I was over the generator. Every Friday, I'd have to go out and check it to make sure it started at a certain time. And one time it didn't, it was raining. I wear a hearing aid, and it drowned out one of my hearing aids. I hated it.
I don't know. It's horrible.
Yep. Where you at?
Alabama.
Alabama? It didn't rain down there, did it? I love Alabama.
Oh, yeah. You do? You like? Oh, God.
I used to have an office in Portsmouth, Arkansas, and one in Florence, South Carolina. One in Florence, South Carolina. I was there for 4 months opening that office, almost five. And it was like Arkansas. When it rained, you better hang on because you're going to get a terrible storm. And the wind is really going to blow. And I used to be petrified in Arkansas, and then I went to South Carolina. Oh, I hate the rain. Jeez.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, we don't get a lot. Like I said, it was just actually, I didn't even know it rained. It was a little bit this morning. It kind of showered when I woke up. I looked at the window. I see the ground was wet. It haven't rained anymore. But they're supposed to have, I think, just a small percentage this week of rain. But, yeah, we don't get, like, lots and lots and lots of rain, though.
Oh, gotcha.
Which, that's a good, I mean, you need it sometimes when it's hot, you know, really humid so it can cool it down. That's a good thing.
When it gets hot, humid in the south, I'll tell you.
Is it hot there in Indiana?
Oh, not like it is in the south. I used to travel to Texas once a month for a week. I used to call those days a two-shirt day. Everybody's like, why two shirts? I said, by noon, you're drenched. I'm in a suit. And I said, I don't care how light the suit is. You get a tie and a shirt on and a jacket and a sport coat, you're hot. You've got to change shirts.
You got that right.
Yep.
All right, but yeah, but we get everything situated for you. Like I said, just check your email that you signed up with. You'll have your cancellation. You'll have your refund showing there. Like I said, give it 3 to 5 days. For some reason, if you don't receive it, just call back in, and we'll check on it for you, and everything has been canceled out for you.
Sure will. Appreciate it very much, and thank you for your help. And y'all have a
You are
great
definitely
week.
Welcome. You too, sir, and thank you
thank
for calling
you
customer
much.
Support. I hope you have a great week as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.